Namaste. Self-inquiry for me became a much simpler process as I began to understand it and to recognize the power of it. And there is a simple shift in the way that we can come to interact with our self-inquiry, which I'd like to really explain today, because it'll make a difference in everything that you're doing with your self-inquiry. And in fact, your life in general, it will begin to reflect in your life in general in a positive way. And that is really that self-inquiry is not about the answers. It may seem a strange thing to say if we're on a search, on an exploration of what we actually are, to find out what we actually are. And in that process, we're going to be inquiring into and looking at, trying to see what we actually are, trying to recognize the consciousness, the beingness that is before and underneath the mind, the body, inside of, and that all manifestation is made of. So yes, we will be getting some answers, even if those answers are what we might call negative frustration and confusion. We might be already getting those kind of answers when we're doing self-inquiry. But even if we were to have a big seeing, let's say that we did a self-inquiry together right now, and you and I were sitting like this, and we had a massive epiphany, if you had a realization, oh my goodness, this is what I actually am, then something inside us will probably say, well, that's what it's all about. This is what I've been looking for. This is the reason and the purpose for self-inquiry. But actually, there's something even more fundamental than that, and that is the act, the way, the method of inquiring in the first place. So all of us are only suffering from the assumptions that we're holding on to. And the main assumption we're looking at in self-inquiry is the idea that I am separate to everything and everyone else. I'm a separate being, living in this body and mind, and cut off from everything else and everyone else, and that causes so much suffering. The very moment we begin to openly inquire, is that actually true? We can begin to feel better. So what I really would like to get across here is this sense that this recognition, this deepening, that the inquiry, for me, the act of being open to see, and hopefully for you too, as you begin to understand this more, is more important than anything that we might see or realize or have an epiphany of. I have seen people have massive realizations, massive, from 30 seconds before recognize, feeling that they were a separate being, not able to do self-inquiry, that it was very confusing, and then suddenly like breaking through into the emptiness of being. Oh my goodness, and a deep, clear recognition, that's what I really am. But then after that session has finished, that inquiry is finished, that person unknowingly goes right back to their assumptions, picks up the belief again, begins to operate in their life from a place of assuming themselves to be separate, and only really questioning that during self-inquiry sessions, during satsang, during meditation, when we're doing our spiritual practice. And if you can begin to see that, that's a great start. But a more mature and dramatically more effective way is to be in a more and more constant state of inquiry, a willingness to see, a willingness to see, a willingness to see is more important than what we're actually seeing, especially if what we're actually having revealed is going to be forgotten a few moments later. And we begin to suffer again because we feel like we've lost what we've seen in our inquiry. So what's the way out of this? Is to, no matter what we have revealed in our inquiry, to adopt an attitude of there must be more to see, not because I'm failing or I'm suffering, but there's always more to recognize, deeper, clearer, better, richer, more profound. to recognize about myself because I am infinite. That my beingness already is, but my body mind can experience that beingness in an ever clearer, deeper, richer way. When I really got this, I kind of shifted my reason for inquiring, my reason for meditating even and contemplating to what happens if I stay in this open stance of questioning more and more. What if I'm more excited about the inquiry than the answers? And in that, I began to live as the self more, because that's the real self, the noumenon, the consciousness, the beingness. It isn't knowing, and it doesn't know anything. It just is. It's only our separate sense of self that's trying to get some answers, trying to get somewhere with the inquiry. The inquiry is not something we're doing. It's more and more something we're being. And if you really kind of take this on board, it's actually much more freeing right now to embrace an open stance of inquiry. No matter what I see the rest of my life about myself, I'm never going to stop wanting to see more. I'm never going to let myself, although my mind may, form a conclusion that I have seen it now. Of course, if we do have an epiphany or a recognition, realization, that feels complete, it feels final, it feels total, it feels rich, and wow, this is it now, I've seen it now. Of course, I used to buy that sense and I would close up around that recognition and stop inquiring. But then I began to suffer, of course, again, because I'm assuming that I know what I am then. But we can only ever know what we are right now, how it's appearing right now, how we're experiencing ourselves right now in this moment. The very next moment, there will be something richer that we can experience. So can you adopt a different way of coming to your inquiry? What if you decided this was a love affair you're going to have with yourself for the rest of forever? And not beating yourself up, not being hard on yourself if you go back to assuming again. Of course you will for a little while. Of course that may happen for a little while. But each time you find that you've closed again, just gently recognizing, reminding yourself, writing it down, discussing it with another Sangha member. Am I open to see? Am I open to see? What thought am I currently holding on to that's closing me up around that? In the openness of a stance of inquiry, there is peace, contentment, even without any epiphanies. Those things are secondary and they're great, but they will be a reflection of, an effect of, a consequence of this open stance. It's much more amazingly fulfilling to just not know what you are. And an honest inquiry, a curious inquiry, is starting from that premise, isn't it, that I don't really know. If we're sure that we do know, we won't even have the impetus to ask, to inquire. So right now, even for me now, and forevermore, I am open to see and have revealed to me deeper and deeper and richer and richer. And that's infinite, infinite, never ends. And why would I want to stop that when it feels so good to be open? It feels free. That is freedom, openness. There's nothing I'm holding on to with such tightness, especially not the previous epiphany I had about myself or the previous seeing I had in my inquiry. What is true and real for you now? And is that that you're willing to see even clearer? Just again, letting go of this tendency we have as human beings to want to find the right answer. This sense that when I self-inquire, at some point I'm going to have this profound insight and that will be it. I'll be done. But way before you get to that, you'll be having much more fun inquiring, staying open. That feels so light and free. And with that, epiphanies come anyway. We're not trying to get anywhere here. Can you kind of relax into this? The inquiry is more important than the question, than the answers, excuse me. It's more important than anything you may have revealed. And If you're open right now, if you're not holding on to any thoughts about yourself or anything, you'll feel free. So again, this is just something to kind of practice and come more and more comfortable with. It's great we can have these recognitions and realizations, but they will also leave you. They are an experience. What remains is that open stance of inquiry, which is the self. If we could kind of take a photograph of the self, the noumenon, it would kind of have a question mark there, wouldn't it? Like, I don't know. And whether we're self-inquiring and asking what we are really, and whether we're contemplating, asking if some belief is true, whether we're meditating and paying attention to what is permanent about ourselves, all with the same open stance that I don't really know, and I don't really ever want to reach a final conclusion. I can know what that looks like right now, but I don't want a final conclusion because I don't want to ever feel how it feels to assume something and to form a mental image of myself again. So I hope that helps with your inquiry and just shifting this slight stance to this more open commitment to stay in a mode of openness and inquiry more and more often. First, it will be sporadic, and then it'll become such a nice feeling that you'll want to do it more anyway. And then in the end, you won't even really care about the answers you're getting. You'll be more in love with the self-inquiry itself rather than anything that comes out of it. Thank you.